This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
On the line, I'm joined by Thabani Ndwandwe, who's the Chief Risk Officer of Personal and Private Banking out at Standard Bank. Now, today on social media, we would have seen a few people tweeting about money going missing and that there's been a massive security breach. And of course, it did send many people into some sort of a hysteria. But we asked Standard Bank to come and speak to us and find out exactly what happened. And that's why Thabani is on the line this evening. Thabani, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Tando, and good evening to your listeners.
We normally speak on more upbeat issues, Thabani, but of course, this one is an important one. What happened today based on the fact that if I go into X right now, these tweets are still out there that something untoward happened?
Yes, we had an increase in our volumes in call center. And actually what really happened, Tando, is that in a sense, we normally at month end typically get a lot of fraud attacks, which is common. Fraudsters look for money in customers' accounts at month end because they know that their customers have money in their account. So as usual, that happened as well in this month end, and we saw a bit of an increase in activity. We normally block many of these transactions without communicating to customers. But this time around, because of the modus operandi that they were using, we felt the need to communicate to customers. Unfortunately, that communication linked to month-end as well increased our volumes into the call center, which meant many of our customers could not reach our call center to report even genuine fraud cases or respond to our SMS. So that created a spiral effect, which meant that some of the customers eventually went into social media reporting the incident on social media. Now, I want to acknowledge, firstly, that there were customers who would have had normal fraud happening, as normal fraud happens, and we normally investigate and help customers get their money back. And so those customers with genuine fraud happening could not access our call center. And that, of course, made them really upset and go to social media. And then the customers were scared because we had sent them communication and they could not access our call center because of what had happened. And so we really apologize to all of our customers for, firstly, the inconvenience and actually for all that has happened today in terms of not being able to access our call center.
So just to be clear on this, Thabani, there was absolutely no security breach today?
There was definitely no security breach. In fact, we are happy that our systems picked up the fraud as usual. And even though it was a different modus operandi, we picked it up and we were able to protect our customers. So there was definitely no security breach and it wasn't an IT system issue at all. And our security layers continued to work as they do.
And then, of course, there was an email that did emerge from Standard Bank, I guess, maybe trying to help consumers understand how we are vulnerable to some of the things that are out there. Just talk to us about some of those. I think I saw stuff about even social engineering when I read about it, I nearly fell off my chair, because what it does mean out there is, I guess, it's being cognizant, and I guess people are to some degree, that the scammers are out there and they are looking for an opportunity.
Absolutely. We have fraudsters working hard, and especially in this tough economic environment, fraudsters increase their activity, also to increase some of their earnings, and they use our customers. And so one of the things that we've seen coming up a lot in the last while is that the scams that they use actually starting to really look good. They look like a bank. They seem to know more. And you have seen that in the last while, there's been some data leaks in the industry and the bureau leaks, etc. And all of those things have made fraudsters have more enriched data that when they communicate with you, they look like they know you. They look like a real organization. They look like a bank and they sound authentic. And then in that way, they source information. So it's very important that you know that no bank in South Africa, no bank in the world will ever ask you for a CVV on the phone, never. You must know that no bank can ever ask you to give them your OTP, ever. You need to know no bank should ever ask you for your password or PIN, and if they do, it's fraud. Just don't ever entertain any of those things because that's what you do. Don't click on links and that you don't understand or trust. Rather, go to www.standardbank.co.za rather than clicking on links, because that's how fraudsters fish for information. So it's really become much more sophisticated, means that fraudsters are getting information from accounts, customers. In Standard Bank, we've got what we call a security center. So if you go to Google our Standard Bank security center, you'll see a list of scams. We list over 20 scams in there that you'll see that fraudsters are using, and it helps you just to stay alert.
I think another elephant in the room here, I guess, Tabani, for many people, and it's not a Standard Bank issue, actually, it's all banks here in South Africa, is the fact that should your money be taken out of your account, you know, the bank isn't necessarily liable for it. It does put us in a bit of a precarious situation in terms of the relationship of trust that we're trying to build with our bank. What are your thoughts on that one?
So firstly, I would now just say, at least I can speak for Standard Bank counsel, which is to say, if your money has taken out of your account and you didn't compromise your details and you didn't give away your details, and there was a sophisticated fraud scam that worked, and it went through the systems, got into the card systems, which is why we protect you right now. In those instances, we feel that we're liable to help customers and we help them recover their money. At times when we think we could have prevented it, we even refund those customers. So we do take accountability, but of course, what we've seen is customers giving away their own details, logging into their apps, paying by themselves. We've seen scams like dating scams where people think they have love and they pay, or you think you're buying a cat and you buy a dog. Now, this is what fraudsters do, and you buy stuff and it doesn't arrive. Those are things that are hard for a bank to take accountability for, because that case, they've entered into your systems and breached your own controls, and you are the one who are actually facilitating the payment.
And if I facilitate a payment under duress, Tabani, how does that one work, or is it a case-by-case basis?
And in general, again, which we really ask customers in those instances, we've seen criminal cases, and we work with our law enforcement, but some of these cases, if they're reported on time, we are able to actually help customers and help them and block their accounts and help their customers. So as an example, if your phone has just been stolen and you tell us immediately, even if something happens, but if you've reported and you've managed to just get through to someone to help us phone us, we will be able then to help you and make sure that your money is safe, and even the money taken after you've reported to us is protected. So those are the kind of things you always say, please, if you see something that's happened, report it instantly. We know these things are happening. That's a horrible situation. But just help us so that we can help you if you tell us in time.
And before I let you go, you did mention earlier when we started speaking that today was also a matter of month-end rush, and this the sheer volumes of interactions from the consumer to the bank. Can then the Standard Bank consumer or the consumer assume that based on today, this won't be a problem in the future?
We don't think that this instance will be a problem. Unfortunately, it's always hard to say, you know, issues of those volumes won't happen, because fraudsters, as I say, they're always hard at work. And if there's another modus operandi they try and we warn our customers, we will always try and improve our processes of response. And that's our intention. And we hope that nothing happens. And we've really tried to tighten on this one and learn from this incident. But as I say, you know, you can't 100% guarantee that it won't happen. But we've really put a lot of controls just as a lesson from this incident.
Well, Tabani, always a pleasure chatting. Thank you so much for putting us at ease with this one.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the time, and apologies to the impacted customers.
Wonderful. That's Tabani Ndwandwe, Standard Bank Chief Risk Officer for Personal and Private Banking.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.